Cold War espionage and a Watchmen spy story. A spy thriller wrapped up in an alternate history conspiracy that has a lot of build-up, but not the payoff needed to stick the landing. Eddie Sloper is your typical gumshoe who gets in way over his head, but like Liam Neeson in Taken, he has a set of skills that keep him alive. They aren't, by any means, a nightmare for the antagonists, who seem to be everywhere and know everything. Placed in a Cold War era alternate history, the setting is like Watchmen for both obvious, Cold War era, and less obvious reasons. Where the famous graphic novel by Alan Moore dissected the superhero genre, this tries to do the same with the spy genre. That may be giving the wireless theater company in the UK too much credit, as the first episode is paced slowly and is easy forgettable. The montage of news reports leading up to a Soviet-controlled moon is a MacGuffin in its own micro-story. It wastes no time getting to the plot, but it's not clear how they connect. The tone is played straight and the cliché-sounding announcer of an old-time radio show does not make an appearance. A swampy middle, fast-pacing and confusing plot points. By episode 4, the plot begins to spin its wheels as more clues are uncovered without overtly informing the audience of the clue's importance. It being the middle of the 6-episode story, it suffers from a swampy middle that even after listening to the whole thing multiple times, you aren't sure what it contributes to the overall story. Based on episodes 2 and 3, this feels like more of the same. After the arguable filler, the story regains traction and combines the Holocaust, space race and arms race into one giant through line of circumstance and secret history guile. After that mild reveal, the story starts back up with a plotline that seemingly comes out of nowhere. By far the biggest complaint is misunderstanding important plot points and character motivations that shift between episodes. There's a sense of the plot moving too fast while the pace doesn't match the speed with which the plot is going. If there wasn't so much mental energy spent on trying to decipher the story, the production quality would be easier to comment on. As with all wireless theater company productions, the sound design is great and worthy of a spot on BBC Radio 4. Unfortunately, the story has more in common with the Watchmen movie than the comic book. At least in terms of memorability or lack thereof.
This episode is brought to you by Amazon Music. To find out more, visit getamazonmusic.com/audiodramanews. That's AUDIODRAMANEWS.
Night of the Orchid is an entirely different story than Red Moon and has the characterization the latter lacked in spades. Whether this is more a character story or plot story is entirely based on the listener's own predispositions. It's very literary in that regard. As for myself, the plot took a back seat to the characters and themes of the story. Religious horror and feminist themes. The themes of the story almost seem to conflict with each other. By contrast, each character is complex enough to not become a straw man for one side. One such theme is temptation, who Madeline, Rebecca Hamilton, captures and works off of with a mysterious ghost, Peter Hanna, with devilish charm and sway in both the words on the page and his delivery of them. Tense themes of The Shining and the plot of Psycho. The unnerving piano music at the climax and revelation of the ghost's identity through flashback is a strange blend of off-putting and horrific in the style of Hitchcock's Psycho and the tension of Stephen King's The Shining film adaptation. The moment before a character's death near the end by contrast to a death earlier in the middle is anticlimactic. Where the first death is gruesome and horrific to hear, the later is quiet with no signs of a struggle from either performer or sound effects. How Madeline defeats the villain works logistically, but the method set up is easily missed or forgotten if not listening to this almost 2-hour audio drama in one sitting. The midpoint of the story unfortunately lends itself too well as a stopping point. At least in terms of emotional and physical exhaustion from the listener after a long time of clever banter between Madeline and the ghost and the death mentioned above. While the plot is more or less straightforward, the themes of gender inequality between men and women, aka feminism, is shown as both complicated and easy to digest. It won't solve the issue, but it's a damn fine story that makes you think about it.